All right, well, thanks for joining us today, Brandon. The Recreation Center Grounds Project now has a construction company that's been awarded the bid. Vanderpool Construction of Indianola will be out here pretty shortly starting work on the project. Can you just remind people exactly kind of what's going to be going on out here with the Recreation Center Grounds Project again and kind of give us a little timeline of what the next steps are?
Yes, Aaron. Vanderpool Construction of Indianola has been awarded Recreation Center Grounds Project, which was funded through general obligation bonds. What this project entails is, in addition to our parking lot, which will be 41 more parking spots, they will strip the sod on the existing recreation grounds. They will put some tile and drainage in there and level that out and seed it for the end result of some nice level multi-purpose athletic fields, which will hold club soccer, youth soccer, flag football, adult flag football, and things like that on the ground. So they're looking to get started here possibly this week. We actually have some electrical guys here working with the lights right now, the parking lot lights, and hopefully to be done by November 1st. So.
And how will these new parking spots be arranged, and then the grounds itself too? To which part of the rec center will the new grounds be?
The new parking lot will be tied to our existing parking lot. We'll have about half of the spaces will be facing the west, and then we'll have a couple rows in there that are similar to the rows we have now, and then behind our new parking lot will be our little detention basin, and we'll have actually an entrance exit onto Howard Street over there by Park Lane. So.
And this new parking should help out probably during the winter, I imagine, when you guys get more crowded and people do more things inside.
Yeah, yep, definitely in the fall and winter at night with, if we have fitness classes going on or if it's, a youth program or adult programs, our parking lot does get pretty full and people usually have to park on Park Lane there and so forth. But this will allow some more off-street parking for us, especially when we have like a swim meet or when the project is finalized, when we have youth sports out there in the grounds, we'll probably be short parking spots, actually. But that'll be a good problem, so.
The bid came in quite a bit under what was estimated, and I know it was mentioned both at the city council meeting and by city manager Harold Stewart yesterday to myself that you might be able to use those extra funds to kind of spruce up the project a little bit, do a little bit more. Can you explain a little bit about what you guys are thinking of?
Yeah, the original project was going to have a new playground and a restroom concession / storage building. The main part of the project was obviously the grading and seating in the parking lot, so we're going to kind of see where that came in at and maybe like a phase two of adding in those things that I had mentioned. I'm hoping to go with a new playground as the next step. There's all different kinds of options there with playgrounds, but hopefully if funding is still there, we can possibly do both, but that might be down the road just a little bit. So.
All right, and then work could be started here this week. When we expect grounds to be usable next fall, probably?
Well, I'm hoping for next fall. I guess it's going to kind of determine how the spring and summer goes next year. They're hoping to get that seated this fall still, and I guess we'll just have to see if it's ready for the fall of 2012, which I hope so. That'd be a nice way to kick it off in the fall when we have soccer and flag football both going on. So we'll kind of see how it progresses throughout the spring and summer.
All right, anything else you want to say on the grounds project, sir?
Well, I think it's a good addition to the community. Most communities do have a nice little complex like this. I think it'll draw people into our community, especially with club soccer playing out there, or if we can hold different tournaments and so forth. So I think it'll be good for the whole community.
All right. And now also you're getting some new equipment, some exciting new equipment in here to the aerobics room, replacing some old equipment that's been there for a while, I imagine. Can you explain a little bit about the new Cybrex Arc trainers, is that correct?
Yeah, yep, we are getting two brand new Cybrex Arc trainers. They will replace our two front ellipticals in our cardio room. The Cybrex Arc trainer has a skiing motion, kind of a climbing motion, and an elliptical motion. So there's supposed to be less impact on your joints and so forth. That's kind of the new latest, greatest piece of cardio equipment out there. So those should be here this week, and we will be definitely unveiling those, and they'll be available for public and member use. So.
All right, and what else do you guys got going on here at the Recreation Center?
Well, this is the time of year where people kind of move their workout indoors as it's pretty cold out here today. We've got all kinds of fitness classes going on, if it's an open swim, lap swim, just coming in and working out, racquetball court, sauna, hot tub. It's that time of year where the place really starts to get pretty crazy, so it's a good problem to have.
All right, did you want to hit on anything else here?
We've got one deadline coming up here for youth basketball, which is Friday, October 7th. Kind of sneaking up on people here. It'll be about the time as soccer and flag football are ending, the deadline will be for youth basketball. So for more information, you can come check us out at the rec center there, or you can add us on Facebook at Knoxville Recreation Center.
All right. Well, thanks, Brandon.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Aaron.